different topic. This is a direct request from the NARALO to call attention, call the ALAC's attention to the situation of online NIC. It's an online, it's an ICANN accredited registrar, but was found guilty by a court of cyber squatting. This is something that Danny really wants brought up, and we all agreed with him on yesterday's call. If you're on the agenda page for today's meeting and you scroll down to the bottom, Danny's basically actually written out what he wants brought up and what he wants done. It's the third comment down, made on December 29th. So I wish to bring that before the ALAC so that perhaps we may consider advising ICANN to revoke the accreditation of online NIC.
I will note that that's a default judgment and not a, a judgment with all the parties before the court.
It was in response to that and also the other points made on GoDaddy and to some extent some of the other comments that were coming in, that the additions, which I'm just, again, remember I haven't had the agenda up in front of me for some time, the late additions today to the agenda were added to bring those points in for items for discussion. And I'm now at a loss to see where that was put.
If you scroll, basically if you can see items for discussion on the agenda page and you scroll down, I don't know, about two screens.
Yeah, those aren't items for discussion.
I know where the comments are. What I'm saying is I spent several hours discussing with staff how they can be incorporated into something for us to discuss at tonight's agenda.
Yeah,
so
Cheryl, this is Heidi. For some reason, it was...
Oh, hi, Heidi. Hello.
Hi. And it was there, I believe, under any other business, but I apologize. It's not there right now. I don't know what happened during my preparation of that, but it was there. And as Bo, what Bo stated was the issue. It was with online NIC and GoDaddy.
Yep. I was going to say, you and I spent an awful lot of time working in Word on it today, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just have noticed that it's not there now.
Okay. Well,
must be two updates going on at the same time. Usually one of them will get a notice saying it didn't work.
One of the things I was going to suggest both for the ALAC meeting with the supporting organizations in Mexico and also for our meeting with the board is to discuss this range of registrar issues that Danny and others keep bringing up and very importantly keep bringing up, that how are we going to find a mechanism to address them, whether it's online NIC or GoDaddy or whether somebody's hiding their real address or, you know, there's a whole gamut of these registrar-related issues that really need to be discussed, and we can't get it through consensus policy, it doesn't seem, but there has to be something, there has to be some way of addressing this. It's extremely important. It's important for consumers and users. So I'm just reacting to what I'm reading from people who are expert on this, but it seems to me that this is something we should be discussing with the other supporting organizations as a major concern for consumers, and also with a board. Finding ways to act on it.
Well, I think if we're going to do that, we need something more of a standing committee or group to do it. There's just no way that we can take input from an individual, do due diligence on it to make sure that it indeed represents something that we want to say, and then go and make a statement to the board some other way. I think we need some process in place that can do it if we're going to be doing this on a semi-regular basis.
Cheryl, may I make a comment?
Yes, Vander, and then Adam to reply.
Okay. As Ellen said, we cannot do that without a real process. What we can put on the table is during our meeting with the board is to have a fast track with counsel, John Jeffrey or his staff, to address the issue just address the issue and leave them to make the due diligence and all the process that they have inside. The only thing that we could do is that, because we cannot put our statement as an ALAC without a real and formal due diligence. We cannot accuse someone against something without a formal process. That's for sure. We can have a fast track for addressing to the council and or its staff to deal with that. That's the only alternative we have, I believe, to take into consideration the claims from the community.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Go ahead, Adam.
I just want to say I wasn't really thinking of a statement. I was thinking more of things, items that we wish to discuss. I'm not saying that ALAC has to reach a decision on whether online NIC is good, bad, or
left.
Ugly. And it's really these are items that we should be discussing in sort of terms of principles. And if the examples are there, then we can mention them. But we're I'm not particularly saying we have to, come up with a statement, resolution, vote on it, and take it formally. I thought, the purpose for meeting with the supporting organizations is to discuss issues that concern us, as opposed to bringing them statements. And the same for the board, really.
Well, what the board wants out of their meeting with us is, might I suggest, yet to be clearly determined, particularly since
joined.
The absolute difference between what we thought they were expecting in Cairo and what we gave them, so that we need to still work on. But, yeah, I think asking how we can address these issues, one way we could do it, of course, comes in under the broader area of the review of the ALAC working group, because we do have a working group which is registrar relations, and that would seem a natural home for this type of discussion to be going on.
This is Bo. Could I make a comment?
Please.
I guess I'm a little disappointed to hear that what our response to this is incredibly process oriented. I mean, it seems to me that if somebody in the user community, and of course Danny is a very vocal member of the user community, but that said, comes to the ALAC with an issue, I mean, what are we here for if it's not to look into issues of concern to users and then act on them somehow? I mean, as the ALAC, can we not simply say to the board, what are you doing? What is the issue with online NIC? Why hasn't this been, dealt with? Or even go as far as to say, if we do the proper due diligence, that their accreditation should be revoked. I mean, that should be our job. That's what we get elected. Those of us who get elected are supposed to do.
It's not clear to me, however, that this is a communication that should be at first level directed at the board
or whomever.
Well, but that's the process part of it.
Mm.
The real question is who should be. I mean, if we give it to the board, it will at best get on a board agenda 3 months from now. And I don't think, now maybe we should be informing the board, but the question is, what should we be doing with these? We don't have the resources to
who oversees
handle them one by one at ALAC meetings.
Well, if we don't have the resources to do that, I'm not sure what we're doing. I mean, I'll volunteer to do due diligence on online NIC if somebody wants. I'll look into it. But I mean, if there's some sort of judgment somewhere that's been in a court that's been published, I mean, that's an action. That's due diligence that's done by a judiciary panel that exists in space and time that can be used to demonstrate that this organization is running afoul of the Registrar Accreditation Agreement, right?
And under the words of compliance with registration...
Actually, that's specifically not true. This was a default judgment in which nobody has investigated the truth of the complaint.
So Danny's contention is just flat wrong?
Well, someone made an allegation that they were cyber-squatting, and they didn't show up to contest it. But that doesn't mean that a judge has ruled that the evidence supports that claim.
And that's where Heidi and I spent quite some time today wording something that was non-specific in terms of the particular operator, but looking at compliance with the agreements and with the issues of, well, what we've been talking about before.
Okay.
Because they're the areas that we should be raising points on. So the registry-registrar relations issues come in here, and I think we certainly should be looking at it at that level, but we can't just knee-jerk with every single comment. What we do need to do is have a place for everything to be properly, and I don't mean processed, driven, but properly looked at and discussed, and it's certainly something that could also be coming from the RALOs. For example, one of the questions we could be asking Wendy to bring to the board is this matter. What is the truth of this or otherwise?
Well, let's look at this particular type of thing. Certainly, if, for instance, there had been a judgment, but it is being appealed, I'm not a lawyer, but I suspect I can would not be in a position to take formal action. So the question is, what is the conduit that we use to put these things forward when someone raises them? I think that's the discussion we first need to have with services staff. Can we have a liaison with services staff that we send notification and then they keep us up to date about what's going on this particular complaint?
Perfect.
I don't know if that's the right answer, but that's an example of something that we can use as a conduit, and then we keep an eye on it. And, you know, if indeed we are continually dumping things in and nothing ever comes out or we never get any status, then we can complain to the board that we seem to have a problem there. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I think we want to do. We're not going to do, have a cadre of lawyers who are going to decide at what point does ICANN have a formal case for dismissal, for removing rights, or not. I just don't think that's our job.
No. I agree.
And clearly there are a lot of issues where compliance is not what we would expect it is.
Well, then may I suggest that Cheryl and Alan have that discussion with the NA Railroad.
Jose Salgueiro.
Join.
Because that's certainly not the perspective of the NA Railroad of what our jobs are. And if that's your perspective of what our jobs are, then they need to, there needs to be consensus on that, and they need to understand that.
Well,
I'll reserve comment in this public meeting on the process.
I think we need to know how to handle these kinds of things. To follow up on what you suggested, though, and that is when all of us as ALSs and as RALOs and as the ALAC representatives and NOMCOM who make up the ALAC are together in our summit, what an ideal opportunity to make sure we're all on the same page with the same understanding of what we're here for.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's where I'd be doing it. Okay.
The problem is we have a tendency sometimes for one person to say something and everyone else in the room to say, yes, I agree.
Lots of me too without thinking.
And that does not generate, from my point of view, a defendable consensus.
Yeah.
Nope.
When someone starts looking at the details. In this particular case, if the ALAC, and this is a real ALAC decision, feels that one of our responsibilities is to bring compliance issues to ICANN's attention,
yeah,
then that is a fine decision, and we need a streamlined process for doing this.
And
writing a letter to the board on each one,
the
board
is
not supposed to get involved in operational issues until things reach a much higher level than that.
Can you
can we propose, because it fits with what's missing that Heidi and I spent so much time on today, that we look at this matter between now and the next meeting. We discuss it online, and I'm sure Heidi will find what is missing off the wiki, and we can get it back on another wiki page. It may as well live underneath the current registrar relations, because I think it sort of generically fits in there at this stage, and we can use that as a discussion point and start looking at options and how we can do exactly that, and yeah. It makes a perfect fit for further discussions during our Mexico meeting.
I would suggest sometime in the before our next meeting that that we arrange a teleconference call with services staff and any other invited or interested parties, including Danny, to discuss what kind of process would make some sense.
Okay, I'm happy to move that to a an action item. And we can possibly do that towards the end of the month, if that suits.
It's fine with me. Towards the end of this month.
Yeah.
Yes, the end of this month.